$1,000. Now, text the keyword money to 200-200. You'll get a text confirming entry plus iHeartRadio info. Standard data and message rates apply. That's money to 200-200.
710 WOR. Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning on the Voice of New York.
710 WOR.
Good morning, everybody. If you're just joining us, a jam-packed show today, Len. We've got Jonathan Carl. You and I are both big fans of his. He really is a smart, smart political reporter down there at the White House and has a great sense of humor about having to cover, shall we say, this unusual president of ours.
Yeah, he's the ABC News White House correspondent. Will be joining us in a couple of minutes. And he's what I like about John is he's fair. You have to go back and people say, well, you know, he's ABC, whatever, but go back and listen to his questions to Obama. I mean, he's always asked tough, good questions, no matter who the president is.
He's here just in a couple of minutes. Also, later on, we're going to have NBC Today personality. I always think he was the weatherman, but he's bigger than that now.
Oh, he's bigger. Actually, I think his official title is co-host of the Today Show. Yeah. He's written a book about the Johnstown floods. This is the second book he's written about a weather disaster. And obviously he knows what he's talking about when it comes to weather. By the way, and I've said this before, he doesn't take meteorology as just, he's a likable, laughable guy, but he takes the weather seriously. He's got a degree in meteorology. He's into it, and he's written this book. There's a second book about this disaster of 1889 where a couple of thousand people died, and it's a fascinating read, and we'll talk to Al about it, I think, around 9:40. He'll join us.
All that is coming up. Our big three. Trump was in Long Island yesterday to go after MS-13, Congressman Peter King, who's really been fighting the fight against this notorious, vicious, horrible gang, was there with him. Also, the NFL has come out with this policy that we all think is ridiculous. If you're a player and you don't want to stand for the national anthem, don't go out on the field, stay in the locker room, nothing will happen to you. But if you go out in the field and you don't stand, you won't be fined, but the team will be fined.
This
nonsense.
This is like trying to cut the baby in half. They try to satisfy everybody, and I think they satisfied nobody.
And they kept the whole issue going.
Yes.
And going. And going.
They did.
And rounding out the big three, Harvey Weinstein is finally in legal jeopardy. A grand jury is hearing evidence against the disgraced movie producer and sexual misconduct allegations. And the feds are looking into it, too, so he may wind up going to jail at some point.
Absolutely. And we have the Turning Point contest at 8:30 for more Mets tickets. But right now,
let's go down to Washington and check in with ABC News correspondent Jonathan Carl. Good morning,
hey,
Jonathan.
Hey, John.
Good morning.
Have you been blocked from the president's Twitter account?
I have not been blocked, but you know, I think this is a big step forward, this judge, because how in the world would somebody who has been blocked from the president's Twitter account ever know what he was tweeting?
Exactly. There's just no way you would know.
There's just no way.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Jonathan, tell us, bring us up to speed on what we're calling Spygate. The president is now saying that the FBI spied on his campaign, but so far, I don't know, is there much evidence there?
No. the thing we hear is that as the New York Times was first to report, the FBI did use a, quote, informant. This is, like, you know, basically a source, it's almost like a contractor, who, as part of their Russia meddling investigation, who, as far as we know, spoke to two campaign advisors, Carter Page and George Papadopoulos. By the way, not exactly top-level people in the Trump campaign, as the Trump White House has told us over and over again these were bit players, but this informant spoke to the two of them because they had contacts with Russian operatives and wanted to, you know, just to get information on that. And that somehow is transformed into that they had spies, and the president has used the plural, spies, inside his campaign. Not only is there no evidence of that, before the president said it, there was no even suggestion or accusation of such a thing.
No, but John, now he has spun it, and with the help of his conservative radio and television friends to be part of the deep state with the FBI. Today there are two classified hearings with Republicans and Democrats with intelligence, and they're going to talk about Spygate. And now all of his people and his supporters believe it and are on his team and is a deep state. So this is just a distraction from Bob Mueller, is it not?
Well, it's part of a very aggressive plan to undermine Mueller's credibility. To portray him, you know, but part of it is to portray him as a highly partisan Democrat, which is kind of tough because he's a career long Republican. To raise questions about members of his team who are more heavily Democratic, and to portray this as, you know, as the president has said, as a witch hunt, as an effort by Democrats to try to undo a presidential election, and now to create this. It's all part of an effort so that when Mueller comes out with whatever he comes out with, and we don't know whether or not or how damning it will be for the president himself, and they may or may not be. We don't know. But to be able to have credibility in Mueller's whole operation undermined. Mm-hmm. And frankly, it's working. I mean, if you look at the polls, the public support for the investigation has eroded. And, you know, it's still, Mueller is still a widely respected prosecutor, but those numbers have come down.
John, has it eroded? Because it has been going on for a long time. And after a while, you think you've got to wrap up this investigation. It just can't hang around the president's neck forever. Is that what turning the American people off from it?
We certainly saw that during the Clinton investigations, which, you know, that was my kind of some of the first stories I was covering as a correspondent for CNN way back in the day. And you saw support for Ken Starr go down and down and down. And it was a combination of two things. It was a combination because the thing was going on forever and ever and ever, and because the Democrats had a very effective campaign to undermine Starr's credibility, just like the White House is trying to undermine Mueller's credibility. But I think that Mueller faces a real deadline here. As you get in, and you saw Giuliani throughout this September 1st date, he claims that the Mueller team said that they hope to wrap up. Well, I think that's even late, but certainly you can't go beyond that. You get into the midterm elections, and Mueller needs to decide basically whether he is going to issue his final report or if he's going to hit the pause button and do nothing until after the midterms. But the bottom line is, if you think about it, he has information right now that is relevant, potentially highly relevant, to people who are voting in the midterm elections.
Yes.
He has an obligation to do something with that, whether it's exculpatory or whether it's damning, you know, do something that, and not wait until you're in the middle of a campaign.
Absolutely.
We're on with John Carl, ABC News chief White House correspondent. John, the president keeps calling this so-called Spygate the biggest scandal in American political history. What do you think?
Well, I was out at on the South Lawn yesterday when the president left to go up by you guys, go up to New York, and you know, he came over to talk to us, and he said, you know, Spygate, they're calling it Spygate, you're calling it Spygate, and he pointed in, you know, my direction, and I had not gotten around to calling it Spygate yet, but he loves the branding. If, in fact, the Obama administration had put, you know, spies inside a rival party's presidential campaign, that would be a pretty big scandal. But again, there's just no evidence that happened.
Talking to ABC News chief White House correspondent Jonathan Carl. Jonathan, let's switch gears here. Is that summit with North Korea going to happen? Is the president confident that he's going to be able to pull it off?
Well, it's interesting to hear the president now sounding still confident that it's going to happen, but less confident that it's going to happen on June 12th. I can only tell you that I have booked my tickets, but they are refundable tickets to Singapore. My sense is the planning is going forward, and I still think it's more likely to happen than not. And I still think that there's a lot of momentum towards it happening on June 12th, because if it gets delayed, it's going to be hard to get it back on track.
All right. Well, all right, Jonathan, it's a long flight to Singapore, so I hope you're in business class.
Go pack your bags.
23 and a half hours if you include the little layover in Dubai. Yeah,
how many hours?
23 and a half. So I just don't want to cancel this thing as I'm flying over.
You need the flatbed seat. You need the flatbed seat, Jonathan. Stay in the pointy end of the plane, okay? All right. ABC
thanks,
News
John.
Chief White House correspondent Jonathan Carl. Thanks a lot for your time as always, Jonathan.
You know, I just... I guess for some reason I thought some of the media travels with the president on Air Force One, but I guess
some of them, yeah, I think they do.
Some do, yeah.
But maybe Trump doesn't want him around on Air Force.
No, I don't know. I don't know what the how it works now.
But they all, you know, it's funny though when you saw them traveling on the campaign planes. The poor old media, they have to sit there back in coach where you've never been in years, Len.
And what, what is that?
When you walk on the plane, you always go left, right? You haven't turned right on a plane in years.
I just know that when I sit down, there's a lot of people walking past me. I never know. I don't know where they're going. They're going somewhere.
I rarely get to sit up into the front of the plane, but when I do, I sort of like to luxuriate and I pretend to be reading the Wall Street Journal and sipping my champagne as I watch
four
people go back to the chicken.
Well, I try not to make eye contact.
You are such a snob.
Well, I don't,
you are a snob. You know, you are such an elitist 1%. Up there.
What do you want to make eye contact with the little people?
No, stop it, Len. Stop it. It's not there. That's not good.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
I'll see the rest of you at the back of the plane, and maybe Len will send a glass of champagne back for us or chocolate fudge sundae or something like that. Thanks a lot, Len. You're so generous, you fancy people.
That's me.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Hey, when we get back, Harvey Weinstein, smile for his mugshot. The case is heating up against the disgraced Hollywood producer who was accused of all kinds of sexual misconduct. A grand jury is looking into it. The feds have opened their own investigation. We're going to have our investigation when we get back. Plus your chance to add to your vacation fund. $1,000 you can win coming up at 9:05. On 710 WOR. Hey, you could have harsh treatment to look younger, but why on earth would you do that? The easy choice is Genucel to make the bags and the puffiness go away from under your eyes. Listen to what Joanne from Connecticut says. My husband looks 10 years younger using Genucel. He saw results the first day he used it. I have also had remarkable results, and I cannot be without it. I got to say, Joanne is right. I use Genucel now, too. I've been using it about 3 months. I was getting the bags and the puffiness under the eyes, and I'm very happy to say that this product works. The bags and the puffiness are gone. Genucel is an easy choice. It contains natural ingredients for incredible results safely and quickly. And right now is the perfect time to try Chamonix's brand new Genucel Eyelid Lift for droopy, sagging eyelids. Order Genucel today and get the brand new Genucel Eyelid Lift absolutely free. So go to Genucel.com, that's Genucel.com, or call 1-800-577-8627, 1-800-577-8627. Get the Genucel, get rid of the bags and the droopiness. And now let's go to Bernie Bider with traffic.
And Michael Riedel in the morning.
On the Voice of New York, 710 WOR.
We just had ABC News White House correspondent John Carl on, and a couple of listeners have already gone nuts on our Twitter feed at Len Michael WR. They
don't
think,
call our listeners nuts.
No, they say they don't like what Carl said. There was definitely a spy. They agree with the president. They were spying politically on the campaign. In fact, 6 minutes ago, the president tweeted Clapper. He's talking about the former chief, James Clapper, has now admitted there was spying on my campaign. Large dollars were paid to the spy, far beyond normal, starting to look like one of the biggest political scandals in U.S. history, Spygate. A terrible thing.
I have to say that while there is no evidence yet for that, but I think as a political strategy, what Trump is doing is brilliant. As Jonathan Carl pointed out, he is discrediting the Mueller investigation. And I do agree also with Jonathan Carl that the longer that investigation goes on, the more the American people are going to turn on it and become suspicious of whatever findings Mueller comes out with.
So a Manhattan grand jury is convened in the Harvey Weinstein case, according to sources. The NYPD said they have enough evidence to charge him in the alleged sexual abuse of Paz de la Huerta and Lucia Evans. Weinstein, of course, denies. He says consensual sex. Also, the feds now looking into Harvey Weinstein because apparently some women crossed state lines for bad things that Weinstein allegedly did to them. So now the feds are involved. Now, the story evolved about Gwyneth Paltrow. She was on with our buddy Howard Stern and talking about an encounter that she had with Harvey Weinstein back in 1995 at a hotel.
We had one instance in a hotel room where he made a pass at me. And then I really kind of stood up to him. I told my boyfriend at the time.
Brad Pitt,
who,
by the way, I love him for this.
I love him for this, too.
You told him, hey, Harvey just did something really weird. And Harvey's moves are weird.
It was weird.
All right. So let's get some more from Gwyneth.
We were at the opening of Hamlet on Broadway, that Ralph Fiennes was in Hamlet, and Harvey was there, and Brad Pitt, it was like the equivalent of throwing him against the wall.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Did he ever tell you what he said to Harvey?
Yeah, because he came back and told me exactly what he said.
And was he like, "F you. Yep. You ever lay a hand on my girlfriend, I'm going to kill you."
He said, "If you ever make her feel uncomfortable again, I'll kill you," or something like that.
Wow. And you were there that night, Riedel.
It turns out I was there for the opening of Hamlet with Ralph Fiennes, I guess you said it was. No, it was the other actor. But I was at that opening, 95, I think it was, at the Belasco Theater. And I did not see the altercation between Harvey Weinstein and Brad Pitt. Big story on my beat right under my nose, and I just completely missed it.
You did.
I did.
But now it's time for this.
It is time for the Mets Truck Full of Nuts Turning Point of the Game. Be the first person who can correctly identify the turning point of the game from last night, and you'll win a pair of tickets to see the Mets take on the Cubs on June 1st at Citi Field. So give us a call here at 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. If you identify the turning point, you're the winner. The turning point is presented by Truck Full of Nuts, New York's coffee since 1932. To purchase tickets, go to Mets.com/tickets.
And for the latest news headlines, it's 8:30. Let's go to Joe Bartlett. Good morning, Joe.
Len, President Trump says former FBI Director James Comey is a bad apple. Trump reacting on Fox News this morning after Comey asked on Twitter how Republicans would explain the president's attacks on the FBI to the grandchildren.
How is he going to explain to his grandchildren all of the lies, the deceit, all of the problems he's caused for this country? I think a thing that I've done for the country, the firing of James Comey, is going to go down as a very good thing.
The lies, Len. Comey tweeted this.
Why do you say the
no,
lies?
I like the way you said it. Comey tweeted, "This is a dangerous time when our country is led by those who will lie about anything."
Well, you know what Hillary Clinton says.
Oh, no, please.
You've got to vote for Democrats.
You got to vote for Democrats.
You got to get away. Teacher,
go make the donuts,
yes,
Hillary.
Please do something else. Teacher Jennifer Williamson Kennedy will be remembered at a funeral in Paramus today. She and a 10-year-old student killed last week when a school bus crashed on Route 80 in Mount Olive. It's reported that the driver missed the exit, tried to make an illegal U-turn. Out on Long Island, funeral services are being planned for the two New York City police officers killed in that crash upstate. There'll be wakes today. They say now that the driver of the Maserati was the groom, Michael Colangelo. Officials have determined that. Also from Long Island, still no verdict in the corruption trial of former Nassau County Executive Ed Mangano. Jury starts its fifth day of deliberations.
Do you think
today
that works in their benefit the
absolutely
longer this goes on?
Yeah, absolutely.
I really do.
Yeah, absolutely. So he could get off. He's accused of taking bribes in exchange for helping secure loans and contracts for Harendra Singh, a restaurant owner, but he claims, hey, we're just friends.
Len, if he gets off, will you have dinner with him again?
Probably, yeah. he was supposedly coming.
Wait a minute, you won't have dinner with him?
No. What happened was he was supposed to come to this party. I forget when it was, and he didn't. So, and I assume it's because of all the legal issues.
Yeah,
So I assume that if he gets cleared, he'll show up because we have some mutual friends. Yeah.
It looks like you're going to have a hung jury there. Anyway, our news brought to you by NYC Pain MD, leaders in non-surgical orthopedic treatment for arthritis pain. Call 1-855-OLD-KNEES. And scientists have found a way to cut your risk of cancer by up to 40%.
Ooh, really?
This is a major study carried out by the World Cancer Research Fund. It involved more than 51 million people. They've come up with a 10-point blueprint to beat cancer. And you're not going to like it.
Uh-oh. Do I have to cut back
on
my wine? Diet is fine, but no, the wine's got
to
go?
You have to cut out booze.
Oh, no.
And bacon.
No. What else?
Reduce your consumption of fast food, soda, tobacco, and maintain a healthy weight.
And I heard there's one more item.
You've got to vote for Democrats.
Get rid of her, will you? That's so annoying.
I don't think she hasn't cut back on the Chardonnay consumption.
All right. Thanks, Joey B. That's how you get rid of cancer. All right. When we come back, we want your phone calls. Did the NFL do the right thing with its anthem policy? Call us. 800-321-0710. Plus, we want to hear. What are you thinking? So this NFL deal, is anybody happy? What do you guys think? And if you'd like some extra cash, if you think that's a good idea, your next chance for that is at 9:05 here on 710 WOR. Right now, Bernie Vider has your traffic.
phones are open for business right now. 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. We have been talking about the new policy that the NFL has put out about kneeling and standing in the national anthem, but we want to know what you think. Do you think this policy is sensible? Is it effective? Or is it stupid, as Len and I seem to think it is? 1-800-321-0710. And the policy is that if the players are on the field, they must stand during the national anthem. But if they don't want to stand, and if they want to have a political protest, they can just stay in the locker room. That is the policy now of the NFL. Give us a call here. 1-800-321-0710. All right. I want to congratulate Jim Barre of Flushing, New York, because he was the first caller to correctly identify that the turning point of last night's game was this.
Jerry sets at the letters, takes a deep breath. Now the 1-2 pitch. Swinging a liner towards third, over the glove of Guillorme, base hit left field, around third, Real Muto, he's coming home, Nimmo's throw not in time, Real Muto scores standing, down to second goes Bohr, and on at first with a go-ahead RBI single is Starlin Castro, and the Marlins have taken a 2-1 lead here in the ninth inning.
Clearly the game-winning hit, the Mets had led 1-0 before a solid seven-inning shutout performance by Jacob deGrom, but closer Jeurys Familia did not close anything, gave up two runs, and that's why you heard all those fans booing in the background, and the Marlins won it 2-1.
Jim Barre from Flushing, congratulations. He got the turning point. Your next chance to win is by listening to the next Mets post-game show on WOR for the Mets Chock Full of Nuts Turning Point of the Game. All right, give us a call here, 1-800-321-0710. We want to know what you think about the NFL's policy. And let's go to John from New Hyde Park on line two. Good morning, John.
Hey, John.
Hey, how you guys doing? Yeah, you know, I'm glad the NFL took some stand, but I think by allowing the people to still protest by sitting in the locker room, still disgraces our flag, still disgraces our anthem. You know, my dad and my father-in-law and my son were all in the military, and I just find it ridiculous. You know, if they have a point of view, that's fine. Don't do it on the field.
John, can I ask you something? Are you one of these football fans who, if and when these players were taking a knee, you would tune out the games, turn away from the NFL?
Yeah, actually, I've been watching football for 50 years, and I didn't watch any games last year because of it.
Really?
And that was the reason, John? Now, are you what team do you root for?
I'm a New York Giants fan.
Now, if the Giants are undefeated, would you have still tuned it out?
I would. I didn't watch it. And if it's going to continue this year, we'll watch it this year.
All right. Interesting. Okay. Thanks, John. Appreciate it. You know,
You don't buy that.
Always felt that that has to do with whether your team wins or loses, that I didn't think the ratings dip had to do with this issue. But John says, no, that's it. How about Tony in Hopewell Junction, New York? Hey, Tony, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Good morning.
Today, this is an interesting subject that you have today. The NFL, I think the players, needless to say, they're entitled to their own opinions. But when it comes to work, you know, I sit there on my days off on Sundays. I get to watch football. I just want to kick back and relax and watch football. These guys, you know, disrespecting the flag and making their protests, I think they should do it on their own time, not on our time.
I kind of half agree with you, Tony. I think I'm one of these people that doesn't want to see just a sports event turned into a political football. So I agree with you on that portion. I do have a little bit of trouble saying it's disrespectful, but it depends on your point of view. I know what these guys who are kneeling are trying to do, and they're trying to make the country better. They're not disrespecting the country.
You know what I mean, though, in regards to the disrespectful, being disrespectful to us, the fans that watch them weekly, you know, to do this.
Oh, okay.
It hurts us.
That's fair.
And I don't necessarily say they disrespect the flag or they don't have the right to protest. But like I said, if I did this at my job, you know, I'd get fired. No. And I'm just glad that they have, you know, rules now that, you know, once again, if they want to protest, don't come out. You know, don't come out for the national anthem. Stay in the clubhouse. Yeah.
Fair points, Tony.
Thanks, Tony. Good call.
Fair points.
Thanks for listening.
Let's go to Don from Huntington Station, New York. Don's on line five. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Good. What's up, Don?
I'm also one guy that hasn't watched football for the last 2 years.
Really?
But anyway, just out of curiosity, is there going to be cameras in the locker rooms while these guys are doing this?
Oh, God. You know, someone else brought up a point. What if when these guys are forced to stand during a national anthem, what if they hold up a little sign, or what if they hold up a fist, or, you know, where are they going to draw the line? Okay, they're standing, so are they, I don't know. Great question. I don't know, Don. We all seem to agree on this show that it would be nice if the cameras didn't show it, and maybe that would just let the thing go
just
away.
Just ignore it and get on with a game.
Thanks, Don.
Absolutely.
Appreciate Thanks, it. Don. Hey, let's go all the way to Oklahoma. That's big football country, Oklahoma. Hey, Robert, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Morning.
I think they're on company time, and they're being paid by a company. I don't know many companies that are going to let you do political protests throughout the workday. They're on company time. It doesn't matter what their political position is. They need to stand when the company says you need to stand during this particular part of the scenario, and they get well paid for it.
Hmm. Oh, hey. I understand, but you have to also figure out that an employee in football is a little bit different from an employee at the kind of jobs that the rest of us have, because without the players, they don't have a sport. So the owners try to tiptoe around their players a little bit, too.
All right, let's go to Roseanne on line three from Brooklyn. Good
Roseanne,
morning, Roseanne.
Love your show. The ratings were down a little bit at the end, but still a good show.
Still a good show. I am different from everybody else. First of all, I don't think you can disrespect a flag. It's a flag. But more importantly, if you want to make a statement, you have to make a statement. You don't have to, but it's good when people can hear it. And what better than a football game? These people are saying what they believe in, and they're not disrespecting the fans. And no, they won't get fired, but that doesn't make it wrong. I'm tired of the word disrespect when they're trying to get their own respect.
All right. Thanks, Roseanne.
Okay, Roseanne,
it is a different
you.
Point of view, and thanks for listening, Roseanne.
Yes, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it, Roseanne. Hey, Len, when we get back, the MTA, they want to invest billions to improve the subways.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to work. Any idea where the money's going to come from, though?
From
probably.
You, baby.
Yes, out of my pocket.
You millionaires.
Taxes are going up yet again, so maybe the trains will run on times. I don't think so. But talking about money, you want some cash for the Memorial Day weekend, your next chance for $1,000. $1,000 is coming up at 9:05 on 710 WOR. Hey, you could have harsh treatment to look younger, but that would be a crazy idea when you can use Genucel. Listen to what Joanne from Connecticut says. My husband looks 10 years younger using Genucel. He saw results the first day he used it. I have also had remarkable results. I can't be without it. Joanne is telling the truth. I have been using Genucel to get rid of the saggy, droopy eyelids that I've had, to get rid of the bags and the puffiness. And this product, folks, take it from me, it works. Genucel contains natural ingredients for incredible results safely and quickly. It's as simple as that. And right now is the perfect time to try Chamonix's brand new Genucel Eyelid Lift for droopy, sagging eyelids. Order Genucel today and get the brand new Genucel Eyelid Lift absolutely free. So go to Genucel.com, that's Genucel.com, or call 1-800-577-8627, 1-800-577-8627. Get the Genucel now and get rid of the bags and the puffiness and those droopy, saggy eyelids. And now let's go to Bernie Biter with traffic.
Yeah, $37 billion over 10 years. That'll fix the subways.
Oh, my God.
Easy plan. Let's get it done. All right, so we had a little fun with this before. Hillary Clinton at the Democratic gubernatorial convention. Shocker. Andrew Cuomo got the nomination on the Democratic side. Cynthia Nixon, less than 5% of the vote. But, you know, Hillary, you just can't get enough of this.
You've got to vote for Democrats.
Real stem winder.
Yeah, got to vote for Democrats. So a listener called in. We're trying to figure out, that just sounds so familiar, and I don't know where it's from exactly. We were saying, you got to make the donuts,
yeah.
Or someone emailed me, you got to go to Moe's, sporting goods.
Place, yeah.
So a listener called in and said that Kathy Bates in Misery.
He didn't get out of the cock-a-doody car!
That worked, man. That works.
Well, let's say, which one is Hillary Clinton, which one's Kathy Bates? Let's listen.
You've got to vote for Democrats.
He didn't get out of the cock-a-doody car.
All right. Well,
that is awesome.
That's not bad.
I have a feeling that Hillary would like to do to Trump what Kathy Bates did to Jimmy Kahn in Misery.
Kathy
I have a feeling
Bates,
if you gave Hillary a sledgehammer,
Kathy Bates was a scary. That
it's
movie
frightening.
Was great.
Yeah. So her eyes are.
Oh my God.
Oh,
she
not good.
Great. I do remember then when she. That scene, which I wince at even thinking about, when she puts the block of wood between his feet.
And she is,
she swings that sledgehammer.
Oh,
ouch!
My God. She's phenomenal.
She was great. Did she win an award for that? She should have. I don't know. She was.
I think she did win the Oscar.
She was great. Yeah. All right. I feel like a subway rider in
you
Misery.
Have been, when's the last time you've been on the subway?
I was
1952.
No. I go from time to time. I do. I think it's the greatest way to go.
Well, yes, I do too. Unfortunately, the subway doesn't come as often as it should. I mean, they've got serious problems with the infrastructure here in the city.
I think it's a great way to go. And if you hop on the E train down here, they're new, they're fresh, they're clean, they're nice. But they're saying 37, well, they're not saying, I guess the Daily News is suggesting $37 billion over 10 years. This is Transit President Andy Byford, just back from the royal wedding, I think.
Not acting now is not an option, and it will only get more difficult and more expensive. So I believe this can be achieved, and we now have a roadmap to move forward.
All right, where's the money coming from? Really?
Well, from my taxes are going up.
Millionaire tax? Congestion pricing?
Real estate taxes? I don't know where.
I mean, they're not deductible anymore. How much more are you going to raise real estate? Over $10,000, they're not deductible.
Well, I hope they don't raise them anymore, but every year they seem to get raised. My maintenance on my apartment goes up and up and up, and they always say it's because the insurance is going up and your taxes went up again.
You want to admit to the audience what you paid for your apartment and what it's worth now? No.
It was a lot of money for me at the time.
At the time.
I could not afford my apartment today. That's how the value of the real estate in my neighborhood has gone up. But I wouldn't be able to live in the West Village today if I had to buy that apartment. No way.
Do you know what the solution to that is?
Move.
You've got to vote for Democrats.
Now, here's what one Democrat, governor.
No. That's a recipe for raising taxes even higher.
Well, asking about the funding, here's what our just nominated to be governor of. The Democratic Party. Here's what Andrew Cuomo says.
I heard the city said that they wouldn't put in any funding. I read. If that's the case, then the real problem is you're not going to be able to do anything significant to fix the suburbs.
Hi, Joe Bartlett. I mean, you follow this all the time. I guess congestion pricing, is that going to be the tonic? Is this going to save us all?
That's what they want. They better not get it, though. Or...
Why not?
Because it's not fair.
Well, how are you going to pay for it? Where's the $37 billion to fix the signals?
Tax those millionaires.
Stop it.
Tax Rita.
I'm not a millionaire.
Rita lives in
the
city.
I'm not a millionaire, and they're taxing me to death in the city. Now that I think about it, since I don't drive, I don't own a car, I'm kind of in favor of congestion pricing.
Why don't we do this? Stop spending.
Well, we got to fix the subway, Joe. You guys don't live in the city. Do you know how frustrating it is on the weekends when you're trying to get somewhere? And this train is not stopping at that station, and it's going in express, and this line isn't working, and you have to go all the way up to 96 to take another one to go back down.
They've had commuter fares, the fares go up, tax on gasoline. They've got a lot of money.
Congestion pricing.
No.
Well, Joe Loda, the MTA president, wants you to know.
We're going to have to be able to convince all sides how important it is to make sure that the New York City subway system is up and running.
There you go. You have to convince all sides.
I think they have enough money to fix it.
Really?
You do? Yeah.
$37 billion over 10?
No. That's the additional money they want. I think they have enough now.
So you're just saying fix the old lousy signal system and not put in the new signal system. That's your plan?
They're going to raise fares sooner or later, I think, too.
You need to spend $37 billion?
Yes.
For signals?
Guys,
for signals?
Ride the subway. You guys are not on the subway. It's not working.
$37 billion.
Take a car instead.
He didn't get out of the cock-a-doodle car.
There you go. Hey, coming up, Stormy Daniels Day in West Hollywood. That's exciting, huh? She got the keys to the city. And Roseanne's ratings, we shall discuss. A chance at $1,000 after the news. It is 9 o'clock.
$1,000. Now, text the keyword BILLS to 200-200. You'll get a text confirming entry plus iHeartRadio info. Standard data and message rates apply. That's BILLS to 200-200.
710 WOR.
Live from New York City,
Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning
on 710 WOR.
Morning, everyone, on a Thursday at 9:05. Great looking day on this May the 24th. Great weather today and tomorrow. We have a big hour coming up. In the next segment, around 9:20, we're going to have another edition of Real News, Fake News.
I love this game.
It is great. What we do is we give you two headlines. If you want to play, you'll call us later at 800-321-0710. We'll pick a couple of callers, and you guess. We'll give you two headlines. One is real and one is fake, and you guess which is which. If you get it right, you win, oh, my God, a limited edition WOR gray T-shirt with the names Len Berman and Michael Riedel on the back, but limited edition.
But it's not just any gray. Gray sounds kind of drab. It's actually a very handsome gray. It's kind of like a gun metallic gray.
Oh, it's great.
You say? And it's very soft, too.
And you know why it's a limited edition? Because our cheap management made about 12 of them. So that's why it's a limited edition.
No. But it is a collector's item because it says Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning on the back. Well, I wear it when I jog.
Look at you far. They're on eBay right now going for 12 cents.
I wear it when I go for a jog. And boy, you should see heads swivel around. They're checking me out. I know that guy.
Can I tell you something true?
Yes.
I've noticed it lately, like this past weekend, more and more people are saying, I heard the show. Great. That's a great a lot. So I see it happening more. So I think there's a little bit of momentum going on.
Well, my ego's sizable, I would say.
Well, yeah.
Cindy Adams, you know, you have a big ego when you actually say my ego is sizable.
Let me tell you a true story. I'm going to bust them on the air now.
No, wait.
I told Cindy Adams before he ever came. I shouldn't have told her. And thank God she kept it quiet. I ran to Cindy Adams. You know, I'm going to be working with Michael Riedel. Cindy Adams said to me, I said, you can't print this. He said, I would print it. Riedel, he'll print it himself. He's got such a huge ego. That's what Cindy Adams told me.
That's what my friends over at the Post think of me. Thanks a lot. Well, my ego is, it's healthy. It's sizable, all right? I was at a wedding a couple of weeks ago. My girlfriend, she just told me this the other day. She did not tell me this when the wedding was going on, but I was yapping away as I usually do, and she was at a table next to me, and someone was at the table, turned to her and said, that's Michael Riedel. I listen to him every morning. And my girlfriend said, please don't say anything to him. I cannot stand to see the ego get bigger. She only told me this 2 weeks ago. Had that person come over, I would have been beaming. I would have posed for selfies, signed a few autographs.
Well, has this happened to you? Like someone said to me, funny show this morning. I had no memory of anything. Does that happen?
Must
to
have
you?
Been Michael's part.
The part listen to.
I'll tell you, my ego is shriveled up since I started doing it. I used to think, hey, I used to be on television. I had a pretty good self-image, but now working with you clowns on the radio, no ego.
I save all the emails that come. You really helped that show, Michael. What a great addition you are to the show.
Yeah. I don't know. Anytime somebody asks me about the show, they're like, Joe Bartlett.
Yeah.
Now we know Natalie's shoveling.
I got to say, my parents who listen in Florida, big fans of yours.
Oh, good.
My father said, that's Joe Bartlett. Good newsman. Newsman.
People are like, I think it's the name, because I had an Uncle Joe, Uncle Joe Biden. There's a name about Uncle Joe Torrey. Everyone felt Uncle Joe. You're like Uncle Joe Bartlett.
Well, that's nice. I am who I am.
That's right. You're not a...
I am what I am. Popeye the Sailor Man.
There is not a phony bone in Joe's body, unlike some other people in this studio.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. No, because he'll say something on this show, and then he goes into the next show at 10 o'clock. Oh, you're right, Mr. Simone. Anything you say, Mr. Simone. So I'm telling you, he changes show he's on.
I'm much more in sync with Mark Simone than I am with you these days. Exactly. I can tell you that.
Looking at me?
You, yeah.
You know, it's interesting. Joe's always on Mark Simone's show, and I'm on at least once a week, Lynn. Have you ever been on?
I'm sorry, what? I have been on.
You have?
Yeah, not lately.
10 years ago.
Not lately. By the way, speaking of big TV stars, Al Roker's coming up at 9:40. He's got a brand new book about the Johnstown floods.
Good book. It's a very good book.
Yeah, very interesting stuff. We'll talk to Al around 9:40. Our big three stories this morning. MS-13, the president did come to the island. We had a terrific conversation with former New York City Police Chief Bill Bratton and how to deal with it. And he said he really didn't have to deal with it that much in the city, but he did help out and discuss things with his island buddies. And it's basically a Long Island thing, MS-13. Also in the Big Three, NFL owners take a stand on players kneeling, but this controversy is not going away anytime soon. The thing they came up with is kind of a weak solution. And rounding out the Big Three, Well, the feds are now jumping on, and there's supposedly a grand jury in New York as well. So a couple of investigations into the disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein for his sex crimes.
Do you know, I'd lost count of how many women have come forward in the Daily News reports today that 50 women.
50, huh?
50 women have come out with allegations against Harvey Weinstein.
Hey, why don't we have a Stormy Daniels day in the city? West Hollywood.
Oh, no.
100 people. Oh, a whole 100 people. They were chanting, Stormy, Stormy. Well, there's someone who you want to honor.
I know why they're...
A porn actress with large hoo-has. Or hooters. Yeah. Whatever.
You know why they're honoring her, though? Because
why?
I've been to West Hollywood. It's a bastion of lefty liberalism. Yeah. They hate Trump, and they're honoring Stormy Daniels because here's a phrase they use. I hate this phrase, but they use it because she is speaking, Len. Truth to power.
Truth to power. Well, Mayor John Duran in West Hollywood said she's a modern-day Lady Godiva. Well, yeah, that's true, clothes-wise. She's had to bear the slings and arrows of attacks, not only from people all over this country, but from the most powerful person on the planet.
The community of West Hollywood was founded more than three decades ago on the principle that everyone should be treated with dignity and fairness and decency.
Well, now she's our spokesperson. That's Stormy Daniels.
I was just thinking.
Now she's the one who's going to tell us about truth and justice
ago,
and the American way.
She was a porn actress.
A few months ago, she was swinging around on a pole.
She still is.
She still is.
She still is, but making more money doing it. So that's the American way.
Well, here's the thing. Maybe she's being honored in West Hollywood. Now, if they honor her in Hollywood, maybe she can go to Grauman's Chinese Theater. And you know, they have the cement out there where you put your hands in your feet.
Oh, I know. She's not
putting her hands
in
feet in the cement.
Stop. They'll memorialize the bazookas in front of Grauman's Chinese Theater.
Yeah, have the bazoomies in cement.
This community has a history of standing up to bullies and speaking truth to power.
Yeah, that's the phrase you
that's
like.
It,
spoke though. Truth. Hey, they gave her the keys to the city, which opened what? I don't know.
By the way, you know who we have not seen on TV
no.
in a while is her lawyer, Michael Avenatti, who was practically dating Anderson Cooper. They were together every night on CNN. He has not been on CNN for the last few days here, Len, and there's some suspicion that he's got a bankruptcy issue. A bankruptcy judge has ordered a law firm managed by Michael Avenatti to pay $10 million to an attorney who claimed that the firm stiffed him on the first installment of a $4.85 million settlement. So maybe Mr. Avenatti has a few questions out there he would be uncomfortable answering when he appears with Anderson Blooper.
So he doesn't want to face the music on CNN?
No. No, he's disappeared.
He's also getting divorced.
Oh, I do.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. His wife is divorcing him.
Because he's hanging around with Stormy all the time?
Because he's hanging around with Anderson all the time.
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about.
I just like the Fox News headline. Anti-Trump porn star lawyer Michael Avenatti suddenly vanishes from CNN studios.
After dozens of interviews. He was on there like 175 times or some nonsense like that.
Hey, we got a lot of entertainment headlines. How about Roseanne's ratings? They said it dipped a little bit for her finale the other night.
A little bit, but it's still a popular show.
I think ABC's making a mistake. They're like cutting down on the politics for next year's show. I think the politics would be good to have in your show. I think she has a lot. She's an avid Trump supporter. It's a different voice on TV. Do the political jokes. If someone can't take the humor really in political jokes on either side, come on. Where's your sense of humor, everyone?
I've caught the show every now and then, and I think it's pretty funny. And I do appreciate the going for the politics. She's an open Trump supporter. Roseanne makes no bones about that. And it's nice to have a show on television that is not just the creation of the liberal media elite that runs.
Do you think the ABC liberal ABC told them to cut down on the Trump?
We haven't really gotten at the bottom of that.
No,
nobody has come out to say why they want to cut out the politics.
Hey, the opening this weekend of Solo, the new Disney Star Wars movie. They're saying it's going to have the lowest opening of any Star Wars movie. So the news. We will have a review. We have our Joe Neumeier tomorrow at 7:50. We'll review the movie, but they're saying right off the bat it may not do so well. So we shall see.
I just think there are too many Star Wars prequels or sequels out there. This is the 10th or the 11th installment. I mean, after a while, you get sick to death of Star Wars, I think.
So I don't know if all the audience knows that you are Mr. Broadway. Michael Riedel has been writing Broadway columns forever and a day. He still writes a Friday column, so you better get to work. What's tomorrow's column on?
Well, I can't really give it up yet.
Okay.
I'll talk about it tomorrow on air.
Okay. You got
it's
a scoop?
It's a scoop. Oh, really? Ooh, it is.
Wait, so you're going to give it to the Post before you give it to us?
It's earth-shattering. It is.
I'm sure it is.
Stop it.
Earth-shattering.
The great, and you can't give it to us first?
The Great White Way will never be the same.
Wait a minute.
Again.
Really? Michael.
You can't. You're going to give it to the paper?
You work there one day a week. You work here five.
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
There's a very famous playwright at work on a play about Harvey Weinstein.
Whoa. Okay.
William Shakespeare is going to come out with a play on Harvey Weinstein.
And you know what the headline to Michael's column is tomorrow?
You've got to vote for Democrats.
No, you have a quick Broadway headline today.
Yes, a very talented performer on Broadway who is a friend of mine, Andy Carl. He was terrific in Groundhog Day. He has stepped into the new Broadway-bound musical Pretty Woman.
Oh, the Richard Gere
Based on the Richard Gere. Yeah, he is playing the Richard Gere part.
Who's playing Julia Roberts?
An actress you don't know about.
Okay.
I don't have her name in front of me, but she could become somebody to keep your eye on. But Andy Carl, and Natalie knows him, he is just terrific. He's replacing a guy named Steve Kazee, who's a nice actor too, but unfortunately Steve Kazee's dad's house burned down.
Replacing? The show isn't on Broadway yet, is it?
It's in Chicago and it's coming to Broadway. But Steve Kazee, his father's house burned down.
Geez.
He's had to withdraw from the show to look after his dad.
So what's your friend's name?
Andy Carl, who is a sensational Broadway, he's a great actor, dancer, singer. He is taking over the lead in the play. And Samantha Barks is the name of the woman playing the Pretty Woman.
Very cool. But
and Andy Carl is awesome, by the way. And my daughter's a huge fan.
Yeah.
So.
All right. You want to play Real News, Fake News? Give us a call. You can win a valuable T-shirt. Plus, Mark Simone is coming up after. You can win some extra cash for your Memorial Day barbecue. Your next chance to win. And Mark Simone coming up at 10:05 here on 710 WOR. You know, we went straight from a long winter into the heat of summer. Zero time to prepare. Thanks for the warning, Mother Nature. Now, the last thing you want to be doing when it's hot out is packing and schlepping your stuff into self-storage, so don't. Let MakeSpace do it for you. MakeSpace is the new way to store your things. Their team of professional movers come to you with free packing supplies. They pick up as little or as much as you want. They move it into safe and secure storage. You don't even have to remember what you packed, because with the MakeSpace app, you can see pictures of what you stored and you can request them to be delivered back to you with just the click of a button. How great is that? They've made everything involved with storage so simple. MakeSpace does it all. The packing, transporting, and storing. Everything. And here's a great deal for you. If you book before June 30th, and MakeSpace will give you $100 off your first month at MakeSpace.com/Len. Great deal for you. Only for the month of June. Get $100 off at MakeSpace.com/Len. That's MakeSpace.com/Len. Let's get some traffic now with Bernie Viter.
The morning on 710 WOR.
Good morning, everybody. At 9:25, in the upcoming half hour, we're going to be joined by Al Roker, who you know him, of course, from the Today Show, but he's also a very fine historian, wrote a terrific new book on the Johnstown Flood of 1889, I believe it was.
Yep.
So Al will be here, and now it's time, though, to play Real News or Fake News. We want you to give us a call at 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. And if you can correctly identify which headline is real and which headline is fake, you will win a gorgeous, highly coveted, limited edition 710 WOR t-shirt. It says 710 WOR on front, but on the back is emblazoned the Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the Morning Show. It's a great t-shirt, Len. Do you wear your t-shirt?
I do. I wear it proudly. So let's go. Let's go.
All right, Chris on line two. You are our first player. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are
you? Wait, Chris, let me give you this the proper introduction it needs.
Len Berman and Michael Riedel present Real News or Fake News. You decide.
There you go. See, I think that's a much better introduction.
That's good. All right, Chris, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to give you two headlines. You got to tell me which one is real and which one is fake. Here is your first headline. An orange tree is growing not only oranges, but also apples, and botanists cannot figure it out. An orange tree is growing not only oranges, but also apples. That's headline number one. Headline number two. A man in England got a surprise, and I use the S's there, surprise, when he opened his box of cornflakes because out slithered a snake. A man in England got a surprise when he opened his box of cornflakes and a snake slithered out. All right, Chris, which is real and which is fake?
It seems too obvious, so I'll say that the one about the tree that does oranges and apples is real, and the other one is fake.
Sorry, Chris.
Oh, it's too obvious. Oh.
Yep. Chris.
No, the tree just has oranges on it, but the cornflakes box had a snake in it. A man in England was shocked when a 3-foot-long snake slithered out of his cereal box.
You see, I could believe that. That's why I thought it was too obvious and too simple.
Oh. Well, see, we're not that bright here, Chris. We're not that.
We're really not trying to fool you,
thanks,
Chris.
Thanks, Chris. Better luck next time. How about Brendan in Bearsville, New York? Good morning, Brendan. Want to play along?
Yes, I do. Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Just tell me where Bearsville is.
It's Woodstock, next to Woodstock.
Woodstock. Okay, pal. Here you go.
Oh, it's pretty up there.
Two headlines for you.
Okay.
Headline one, restaurant to offer free food to any student who gets all A's. Headline two, hotel cancels group looking to break the world record for largest orgy.
Can you read that second one again?
Yes.
Well, I haven't heard either one of these.
Well, that's the whole idea. Here are two headlines. One's real, one's fake. Okay. Restaurant to offer free food to any student who gets all A's. Headline two, a hotel canceled a group looking to break the world record for largest orgy.
Oh, I think the hotel canceled the group trying to have that orgy there.
You think that's the real one?
Yes.
Final answer? It is now. You win! You win a t-shirt. Congratulations, Brendan. Way to go.
Hey, all right. Yeah, I was thinking.
I wondered why I got that deposit back on my Amex card.
Well, the good news for those orgy people in Vegas is the Embassy Suites pulled out. That's what it says. That's what the headline says here in the Post. They pulled out of the orgy thing. But another hotel, Sin City 8. Anyway, that's what they're calling this thing. Another hotel stepped in. So there you go. World's largest orgy.
All right. Thanks a lot. We always enjoy playing real news and fake news. A regular segment here on the Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the Morning Show. Also a regular segment is Joe Bartlett with the 9:30 news.
With the real news. And let's get you the numbers on Wall.
And welcome back to Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the Morning. The great Al Roker, my buddy from the Today Show. He's out with a brand new book this week called Ruthless Tide. The heroes and villains of the Johnstown flood, America's astonishing Gilded Age disaster. This goes back to 1889. But before you ask about that, we want to hear about the royal wedding, Al. Come on.
Yeah, you look great in your snappy hat there.
You look good.
Well, thank you. It was, you know what? It was a really special time. I'm really glad I got to take part in it. And in that, it was almost like a pause button on everything that's been going on.
Yeah.
You know, not just in our country, but around the world. And everybody took a deep breath and just kind of just watched and just kind of enjoyed. Yeah. And that was nice.
When you called out to Meghan Markle there after she left the ceremony, you thought for a split second she might have reacted to you, right?
There might have been. Yeah, who knows? Who knows? Being in the moment, it was no Joe Biden, but it was still fun.
That's right. Biden came over and gave you a big hug at the inauguration parade.
That's right.
Yeah. But it was bad. And my favorite moment was, you know, we were on, you know, standing out there waiting, and we could I could see the ceremony because I had a monitor, but the rest of the crowd could just only hear it. They had loudspeakers. And when the choir started singing Stand By Me, they just kind of burst spontaneously and sang along.
Wow.
And it was just perfect. And the weather was spectacular.
Yeah, it was great.
Did you secure an invitation from the Queen to Buckingham Palace?
I did not. I got an invitation to walk past Buckingham Palace
with the tour group. Okay.
Hey Al, so you got exactly. a big flood here in 1889. Your book talks about heroes and villains. One would think that a natural disaster. How do you get villains out of a natural disaster like a major flood?
Well, because it was a natural disaster that was exacerbated by some rich guys who wanted including Andrew Carnegie and Henry Clay Frick, who wanted an idyllic hunt and fish club. So they dammed up a river, but they used a faulty equipment, and it was not engineered well. And in spite of the fact that people were warning them, this thing is going to fail. If you get a catastrophic rainstorm, it's going to fail. And they go, well, how bad can it be? Come on, it's not going to completely fail. Too big to fail, sort of. And on the night of May 31st, 1889, after 24 hours of torrential rain plus a heavier than normal snow melt and rivers that were already above flood stage, the dam that they created failed, and 20 million tons of water emptied out in 30 minutes and made its way down this Kanama Valley, 14 miles down to Johnstown, destroying towns and villages as it went, and factories, and then it hit Johnstown, killing 2,200 people.
Wow.
Still the greatest number of people ever killed in a flooding disaster in the United States.
Were there any repercussions for these rich guys?
Well, you know, that's the interesting thing, Michael. Yeah, it changed liability laws because, first of all, it was a private club that had shares in the membership, and so they ruled that no one member was responsible. They had 60 members. 35 contributed a minimal amount to a relief fund. The others contributed nothing. And people tried to sue them. Nobody won anything.
Really?
And so that changed. The nation was outraged at this. So, but on the upside, it put Clara Barton and the Red Cross on the map as the leading recovery and relief organization and volunteer organization in the country. They'd done a lot of work with the Civil War, but there had never been a natural disaster of this magnitude in our nation's history.
And Clara was there?
And she was there, showed up. You know, the men in charge were like, oh, I guess this woman's looking for help. And she's like, no, no, we're here to help you.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And organized hospitals and food tents and shelter. And they had never done anything on that scale before. Weren't even sure they could do it, but they did.
All right, so you've written about the Johnstown flood. You wrote about the storm of the century back in
the Galveston hurricane, 1900.
So I guess, being that you are Mr. Weather, that this is going to be now a series. What would be next, Katrina or Sandy, or would you stay in the past?
You know, I don't know. We're trying to figure it out, because what we've been trying to do is take an event that happened in the past, a catastrophic event, and then bring it forward and compare it to now and what the lessons we have or have not learned. And I think in this case, you know, as we look at environmental protections being rolled back, zoning regulations being rolled back, that we're setting ourselves up again for a catastrophe. Will 2,200 people die at any one time? No, probably not. But we will be looking at loss of life and great property damage as we see these storms, you know, producing heavier and heavier rainfalls. You know, you look at what happened with the three hurricanes last year. You don't even need, you know, people think, well, I don't live near the coast, I'm okay. Well, these storms go inland, and now they are dumping incredible amounts of rain. A study out earlier this week shows that we are going to be seeing tropical systems that produce anywhere from 10 to 20% more rain than the average. So, you know, we're setting ourselves up for problems.
Mm. Ruthless Tide, Heroes and Villains of the Johnstown Flood, America's Astonishing Gilded Age Disaster by the great Al Roker. What book number is this for you?
12.
Wow.
An even dozen.
Wow.
Way to go, Al. Lots of luck with it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You're a lot higher on weekend. Al, you're a lot higher on the Amazon rankings than Len or myself with our books.
For sure.
Breaking news on 710 WOR.
Len and Michael, we have some breaking news here. President Trump has canceled the June 12th summit with North Korean President Kim Jong-un. He has cited the anger and open hostility on the part of the North Koreans, and he also says this in canceling the summit. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says, "I pray to God the U.S. will never have to use nuclear capabilities."
Trump said that.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says, Oh, no, President Trump is saying that.
Trump is saying that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, this is a grammatical thing here.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what President Trump is saying. I pray to God the U.S. will never have to use nuclear.
Well, I pray to God, too. Don't even bring it up.
So I much know. For the Nobel Peace Prize, yeah?
Sounds like a threat.
Yeah, well, hold off on the minting of the medal. Yeah.
Well, you know what? It could just be posturing. This thing could be back on, too. I mean, there's a lot of bluster on both sides here.
Art of the deal, Len. Art of the deal.
Well, his button and his cancellation policy is bigger than his.
That's right. That is right. So, hey, breaking news. They're going to be searching Loch Ness for all the DNA of all the creatures in the Loch, including Nessie, the Loch Ness monster.
Well, Nessie's still alive. It must be, what, 400 years old now?
If it's alive, it's a dinosaur. It could be a plesiosaurus.
Okay.
But they're going to.
A plesiosaurus, yes.
Okay. Yes, a plesiosaurus.
Really? So they're going to go around collecting DNA?
They're going to sweep the whole Loch, get up all the DNA of all the living things in there. Scientists say it's unlikely they're going to get DNA of Nessie, but they might discover some creatures we've never heard of before, but they're probably going to be bacteria.
Oh, so you're not going to find Nessie?
No, you're going to find some strains of bacteria that have never been discovered before.
Seems like a lot of wasted time and money.
It's going to take 2 weeks.
Well, who's paying for this? Who's doing this?
Yeah, really, and why?
Exactly. Government of Scotland.
A lot of questions. The government of Scotland.
Yes.
Nothing else to do.
Yeah, that's really, right. Nothing. And I'm telling you, this is going to be expensive. Why? I'm sure there's other things they need.
No, but they say it's important, the study of biology. It'll tell them a lot about the freshwater lake system up there. And if they find Nessie, who knows?
Well, they take it and they send it to 23andMe. And they find out that Nessie is really 27% Italian.
and not at all Scottish.
Oh, boy.
Not at all Scottish.
Threw away the kilt. Now we have lederhosen.
I went to Loch Ness once, and I saw something peculiar.
Yeah, maybe that was a date.
Have you done your DNA test, though?
I never have.
Would you?
I will. Oh, no, I'm already doing a hypnosis thing, please.
All right.
One appointment at a time, okay?
So this is the time of year where graduates get advice.
Yeah.
So I think this is, by the way, this is some nice standard advice that we've come up with here at the station for the graduates of 2018. So here you go. This is some excellent graduation advice for you.
You've spent 4 years studying, writing papers, giving presentations, taking tests, and preparing for the real world. Congratulations, graduate. Now, repeat after me. May I take your order, please? Sorry, but that's what you get with a liberal arts degree. Maybe you should have studied more and taken a business or computer class. Maybe you should have paid attention in class and applied yourself instead of burying your face in your smartphone. Now, where were we? Oh, yes. Would you like fries with that? Good luck out there, smarty pants.
Oh,
I had a liberal arts degree.
That's what happened to me.
Look at us.
We'd be better off selling fries. I've got a liberal arts degree, too. Yeah, great.
So I think we've settled the big debate because I can't emphasize how much we loved Hillary Clinton's address to the Democratic gubernatorial convention yesterday at Hofstra. And she said this.
You've got to vote for Democrats.
You got to vote for. So we're trying to figure out, what did that remind us? And one of our listeners said, well, how about Kathy Bates in Misery?
He didn't get out of the cock-a-doodie car!
But we got a lot of tweets, a lot of emails saying, and this could be the winner, from Seinfeld.
When is Jerry going to see the baby?
You've got to vote for Democrats.
When is Jerry going to see the baby?
Well, our listeners voted for that.
It's all close. Hey, did you miss anything today? Check out 710WOR.com/Len and Michael. We got a bonus segment and all the fun stuff we've been doing today. That's coming up with, you can get that on the internet on 710WOR.com.
Oh my God,
my mind is gone. But stick around for Mark Simone at 10 o'clock, and your $1,000 is coming up right after the news at 10 o'clock.